This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're hanging out here on a Monday. A lot of Warriors reaction, but Shohei Ohtani just spoke. If you're joining us just now, here's the best synopsis that we can give you. Shohei says he's never bet on baseball. Shohei says he has never bet on any sport. Shohei says he has never knowingly made any payments directly to a bookmaker. Shohei says Ipe has been telling lies, and he has been the gambler all along. Shohei says he will cooperate fully with any federal investigation. Shohei is saddened that all of this has happened to someone that he had so close to him. And Shohei says he did not know anything about gambling at all from Ipe until Ipe directly spoke to the Dodger clubhouse the night after the first game in Korea, which was last Wednesday. So a couple things pop to mind here. Again, over here in camp, I got no damn idea what the hell's going on.
Okay.
Shohei is speaking so firmly, it makes you want to believe him. Because if you're going to go up against federal investigators and there's any evidence at all, like even a shred, you're going to lose. You're going to get crushed. So the confidence that he's displaying in, I did nothing wrong. This is all on Ipe. The investigation is going to show this, and I will cooperate fully with anything that the federal investigators want to do. That's a hell of a swagger into the room. It's like, dude, investigate me. I'm as clean as a whistle, and you will see. There's power in that, but there are still questions.
Many questions.
And my first question is, why didn't you take any questions? Right? Why didn't you take any questions? Well, because like question number one.
You nailed it.
Question number one is still, why'd you change your story?
Right.
Question number two, though, if not question number 1A, is how did he have access to your bank accounts for 9 different massive transfers with apparently no knowledge from you the entire time?
Yeah.
You didn't know anything till he addressed the clubhouse? Why would he even address the clubhouse?
Third question for me might be, let's go to Mark in the back, is you've known this man, and he's worked for you for 11 years. 2013 with the Nippon Ham Fighters is when they first met each other and they first worked together. In those 11 years, did you ever have any indication that he had a taste for gambling over the course of those 11 years? 11 years, Mark.
Yeah, apparently
I've
not.
Known you for more than 11 years, but we've really gotten closer over the last two, and I know a lot about you through that time. This is 11 years of spending all your time together.
Watch, how much money is in my betting account right now?
Probably about $125.
Okay, cash me out one time.
You're low, but it's about $300. Like, yeah. You get the idea.
Yeah, that's I know. Right. Yeah, I know
I got
how you
10
roll.
Bucks here, 10 bucks there. Yeah. I don't even know how the hell I would get it out of the account if I wanted to. Right. It's there for my stupid pleasure.
Right.
When I'm like, oh, that line looks fine. And then we watch the game and go home, and that's it. So, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And oh, by the way, if this guy was talking to ESPN on a Monday and a Tuesday, set up by Ohtani's lawyers, yet Ohtani didn't even know the existence of a gambling issue until Wednesday night. Excuse me?
The timeline seems off, Mark.
Your attorneys were talking to ESPN 48 hours before that on behalf of Ipe setting up that interview. And you didn't even know? You didn't even know there was a gambling problem at that point.
The attorneys wanted Shohei to focus on baseball, Mark, and a big two-gamer in Korea. And dubious. And I think you're right, though, about
there's questions.
The smokescreen of not even taking questions. So you're going to give your statement where you just rat-a-tat-tat your former interpreter, and we're not taking any questions. Seems dubious to me.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take some calls, 888-957-9570, in a little bit. But we want you to get a full flavor of what this sounded like. So what you will hear in this prepared statement is Shohei Ohtani speaking in Japanese, followed by Will Irritan. Is that how we pronounce it? We don't know. I think Will Irritan, Ireton, whatever, something, I-R-E-T-O-N. He is a member of the Dodgers front office and was previously the translator for Kenta Maeda. So you will hear Ohtani speaking in Japanese, followed by the Dodgers employee translating what Ohtani is saying into English. Here's a piece.
まず皆さん、来ていただいてありがとうございます。僕も話したかったので、嬉しく思ってますし、チームの関係者の皆さん、僕自身もそうですけど、ファンの皆さんもここ1週間ぐらいですかね、厳しい、1週間だと思うんですけども、まあ、メディアの皆さんも含めて、我慢と、ご理解をしていただいたのはすごくありがたいなと、思っています。まず、僕自身も、信頼していた方の、過ちというのを、悲しくというか、ショックですし、今はそういうふうに、感じています。
Well, first of all, thank you very much for coming. I wanted to be here today to be able to talk. I'm sure it was very tough. It's been a tough week for fans and team officials, and I'm very grateful that the media has been patient in this process. Just on a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
現在進行中の調査もありますので、今日話せることにまず限りがあるというのもご理解いただきたいなということと、また今日ここに詳細をまとめた分かりやすく皆さんにお伝えするためにまとめたメモがありますので、そちらの方に従って何があったのかというのをまず説明させていただきたいなと思います。
So obviously today there's things that I'm limited in being able to talk about. I hope you understand. I do have a document in front of me that I will refer to that will detail what has happened.
まずはじめに、僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、そのスポーツイベントにかけたりとか、それをまた頼んだり、っていうことはないですし、僕の口座からブックメーカーに対して、誰かに送金を依頼したことももちろん全く、ありません。
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
本当に数日前まで、彼が そういうことをしていたっていうのも、まあ、全く知りませんでした。
Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening.
まあ、結論から言うと、彼がまあ僕の、口座からお金を、盗んで、なおかつ、まあ、みんな僕の周りもそうですね。みんなに、まあ、嘘をついていたっていうのが、まあ、結論から言うとそういうことになります。
Just to kind of just go over the result. In conclusion, Ippei has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
まあ、まず初めに言うと先週末、韓国ですね、僕の代理人に対してメディアの、方から、私が、僕のにですね、違法のブックメーカーから、僕が、関与しているのではないかというスポーツバクチン賭博について、関与しているのではないかという打診があり連絡がありました。
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp, inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting.
で、一平さんは僕にこういった取材の依頼があるということをまず、僕には話していなかったし、僕の方にそういう連絡はまず来ていなかったということと、まず初めに代理人には、一平さんは僕と話して分かったのは、一平さんにではなく、某友人の借金の肩代わりとして、支払ったというふうに、僕の代理人も含めてみんなに話してました。
So, Ippei never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry, and to the representatives in my camp, Ippei told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt.
でその翌日にさらに尋問で一平さんは、僕たちの代理人に対して、借金は自分のもの、つまり一平さん自身が作ったものだということを、説明しました。
Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually in fact Ippei who was in debt.
でそれを僕が、まあ、肩代わりしたという話を、その時に代理人に話したそうです。
And told my representatives that I was paying off those debt.
そしてこれらは全く、全てが嘘だったということですね。
And this all of this has been a complete lie.
一平さんは取材以来のことも僕にはもちろん、その時伝えていなかったですし、代理人の人たちに対しても、僕はすでに彼と話して、彼と話してコミュニケーションを取っていたということを、嘘をついてました。
So Ippei obviously lied about, you know, basically didn't tell me about the media inquiry. And then その代表に対して、
うん、あの僕もそうだし代表、チームもそうですね。
Yeah.
チームも、代理の人たちに対しても、まあ、つまり僕とコミュニケーションを取っていたっていうふうに嘘をついてました。
So Ippei has been telling everybody around.That Ippei has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representative, you know, to my representative, to the team, and that hasn't been true.
そして僕がこのギャンブルに関しての問題を初めて知ったのは、韓国での第一戦が終わった後に行われたチームミーティング、の時、あの試合の後のチームミーティングの時です。
The first time I knew about this.Gambling, Ippei's gambling was during the after the first game when we had team meeting in the clubhouse.
まあそのミーティングで彼は全部英語で話していたので、僕に通訳もちろんついてその時ついていなくて、すべて英語で話していたので、まあ完全には理解できていなくて、まあなんとなくこういう内容だろうなっていうのはおそらくは、理解はできていましたけど、なんとなく違和感をその時は感じてました。
So during the team meeting, obviously, Ippei was speaking in English, and I didn't have a translator on my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel that there was something amiss.
で、まあ、その時彼は、僕に対してホテルに帰った後で、2人で、より詳しいことを、2人で話したいので今は待ってくれというふうに言っていたので、僕はまずその時は、ま、ホテルまで待つことにしてました。
Just prior to the meeting I was told by Ippei, hey, let's talk one to one in the hotel after the meeting. So I waited until then.
で僕は一平さんがその時にギャンブル、あのミーティングの時にギャンブルの依存症だっていうのは僕はもちろん知らなかったですし、彼が借金をしていることもその時、そのミーティングの時はもちろん知りませんでした。
So up until that team meeting, I didn't know that 一平 had a gambling addiction and was in debt.
で僕は彼の借金返済にももちろん同意、その時も同意してませんし、ブックメーカーに対して彼に送金をしてくれと頼んだことももちろん、許可したことももちろんないです。
And at that, obviously at that point, or I, and obviously I did not, never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker.
で、まあ、その後試合後ホテルに、戻って一平さんと初めてそこで話をして、彼に巨額の借金があることをその時知りました。
And finally, when we went back to the hotel and talked one-to-one, that was when I was, when I found out that he had a massive debt.
で彼はその時私に、僕の口座を勝手に、僕の口座に勝手にアクセスしてブックメーカーに送金していたということを僕に伝えました。
And it was revealed to me during that meeting that he, Ipe admitted that he was sending money, using my account to the bookmaker.
で、まあ、僕はやっぱりおかしい、これはおかしいなと思って、代理人にと話したいということで代理人たちを呼んでそこで話し合いました。
And at that moment,Obviously, I was, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I've contacted my representatives at that point.
でも話終わってこれを聞いて、僕の代理人もやっぱり彼に嘘をつかれていたということを、初めて知って、すぐにドジャースの皆さんと、弁護士の人たちにその時に連絡しました。
So when my, when I was finally able to talk to my representatives, that's when my representatives found out that Ipe has been lying the whole time, and that's when I started contacting the Dodgers and my lawyers.
で、まあ、そのドジャースの皆さんも、代理の人たちもその彼らもその時に初めてまた自分たちも嘘をつかれていたということをその時に知りました。
And the Dodgers and the lawyers at that moment found out also as well that they have been lied to.
そして僕が弁護士の人たちは、これは窃盗と詐欺のことなのでこれを警察の当局に引き渡すという報告を、その時にしました。
My lawyers recommended that, you know, since this is theft and fraud, that we have the proper authorities handle this matter.
まあこれがそこまでの流れなので僕はもちろんスポーツ賭博にはもちろん関与していないですし、ブックメーカーに先ほど言いましたけど送金をしていたという事実は全く、ありません。
So, you know, in conclusion, I do want to make it clear that I never bet on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
まあ正直あのショックという、まあ、言葉がまあ正しいとは思わないですし、まあそれ以上のこう、うまく言葉では表せないような、感覚でこの1週間ぐらいはずっと過ごしてきたので、今はそれをうまく言葉にするのは、難しいなという思っています。
You know, to summarize how I'm feeling right now, I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I am feeling at this point.
まあただもうシーズンも本格的にスタートするので、ここからは弁護士の、方々にもお任せしますし、僕自身も、警察当局の、協力に全面的に協力したいなと思っています。
And the season's going to start, so I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out, and I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now. You know, I'm looking forward to focusing on the season. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk, and I'm sure there will be continuing investigations moving forward.
以上です。ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
Okay, there it is from Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers front office translator. His prepared statement, no questions. So he does say at the end, I'm glad we had a chance to talk.I don't know if we actually did talk. We just listened.
Well, the two of them both talked.
They talked, yeah. And we listened. And we now welcome you back into Willard and Dibs. And I think, gosh, for everybody listening, this is kind of like thumbs up or thumbs down. You know, you buy this or not. And I'll reiterate what I said before we listened to that, which is that this is, if Shohei is lying, this is one hell of a poker move.Because if federal investigators are checking this out, you're in a whole lot of trouble if you go public with the absolute, I'm totally innocent, accusation, all fingers and signs pointing toward Ipe. I did absolutely nothing wrong, and I will cooperate fully with all of you federal investigators. You're not going to do that unless you feel confident about what those federal investigators are going to find. So it makes me believe Shohei in the interim. However, there's two huge things that stand out. And one of those questions is simply, why did you not answer questions? So that is actually now my question number one.
Right.
Why were you not wanting to answer questions? And we can think about what some of those questions that he wouldn't want to answer might be. But Dibs, there's also a timeline issue here.
Yeah.
That I have a big, big issue with. I want everyone to understand that at the beginning of last week, Ipe did a 90-minute interview with ESPN that was set up by Shohei's agent and his lawyers. They set it up on a Monday.
With ESPN.
With ESPN.
Because the media had been inquiring, so somehow the media got word of this.
And I don't even think the media did not know about it. The feds did.
Oh, and so they were trying to get ahead of the feds.
They were preparing this to get ahead of the investigation that was on its way. So he does the 90-minute interview. Then they come in a day later and go, forget everything he said. Those are lies. Let's do a new 90-minute interview. And now we're the ones talking. This is theft. The issue is that's all going on a Monday and a Tuesday. Then on a Wednesday in the middle of the night, a baseball game happens. Dodgers win. Get Cronenworth a new glove, for God's sake.
Totally.
Dodgers are 1-0. After the game, Ipe, in English, decides to go tell the Dodger clubhouse the story. And Shohei states, in what you just heard, that moment was the first he had even heard of a gambling issue. So that means that your own agent set up an interview with ESPN on a Monday about Ipe's gambling problem and the withdrawal of $4.5 million of your own money, all while you didn't even know that a gambling problem existed. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
The other piece of it, and I'm glad you laid out the timeline, because as I mentioned before, this all hit me kind of out of nowhere while I was in Las Vegas, so I didn't have a chance to pore over all the minutia and all the details.
Well, were poring over everything else.
Sure was.
On the rocks.
Lining up, getting hundreds handed to me. But the timeline element of this is one area where I got to ask questions. The other piece of it is the idea of the theft. How did he go about stealing?
Right.
How many, if it's 9 wire transfers of $500,000 a piece, how did he go about doing that? Did he hack into your account by stealing a password? Did he have access to your account to where he could make these withdrawals or these wire transfers? Does Shohei have any financial fail safes in his life? Does he have a financial advisor? What is his financial situation that would allow this interpreter to have access to 9 wire transfers for $500,000 apiece?
And a text doesn't come to your phone from Chase or Wells whatever.
I got a fraud alert on my way to Vegas. Shout out Fremont Bank.
Hi, Mr. Ohtani. $500,000 has been deposited into the other account. Thank you for your business. That never happened?
Right.
$500,000 9 different times? Look.
And I wonder how far apart those wire transfers were. Was it 9 in a day? Was it over 3 or 4 weeks? Because that, for me, is significant evidence as far as what you're talking about, how much he would know about this. And, you know, was it $4.5 million in one day, 9 straight over the course of 12 minutes?
Well,
when he just rat-a-tat-tatted his account?
Here's the other big sort of, thing bouncing around in my head right now. You didn't take questions because one of the questions you didn't want to answer is the one that you just brought up, and it's the how. How? How did he get access to this money? How did these transfers happen without your knowledge? Whatever the banking situation was, there are a bunch of how questions there. Not only does he probably not want to answer that, so he's not going to take questions, but he didn't answer it in the process of preparing a statement. So you can say, he's telling lies. He stole money from me. If I was preparing a statement and I knew everybody out there's next question was going to be how, I would have answered it. It's like when you're in debate class back in high school. Your job is to know what the other side is going to say or think and take that away from them. So if you know the media is all sitting there and you've had a week of listening to us go, how? How is this possible? Wouldn't you answer that how in your prepared statement? He didn't.
Well, he did say that there are things that he can't talk about because of the ongoing investigation, which is a statement that covers a lot of what you're talking about and the gray area. And that's why he also is not going to answer questions, because if you ask a question like, how did he gain access to your money? He can't really answer that, because that goes to the nature of the theft. And I know with my bank account...
Then just say that. Can't he just say that? Well, I can't answer that because it is part of an ongoing federal investigation and I've been told not to answer that.
Well, he blanketed it by saying it up front, which is why he wasn't going to take questions, because there are certain things that he can't talk about. I think it's a little bit chicken scratch to avoid taking questions, but... You know, it is an ongoing investigation, and so he didn't want to get caught saying something that he doesn't want to have come back to haunt him.
You know who's a great follow on Twitter right now? He always is. Andrew Brandt. You know Andrew.
Yes, brilliant.
Andrew's the one who used to work in the Packers front office. Now he's like the executive director of the media wing at Villanova. He's come on this show a number of times. Sports executive, sports business. He understands sports law, and his Twitter account right now has been fascinating, and he just wrote a couple of minutes ago, Otani not taking questions, and he probably didn't want to answer the following. One, what access did Ipe have to your bank account? Two, who else had access to it? Accountants, attorneys, agents? Three, did you ever hear from your bank? And four, does he really think his former best friend stole $4.5 million from him? Yeah, those are some good questions.
Yeah.
Those are some good questions.
Boy, that's a great question.
Those are good questions.
Yeah.
All right. We're sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. We'd love your calls. Otani, the Warriors situation. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
And that's a great question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
まあ、正直あのショックという、まあ、言葉がまあ正しいとは思わないですし、まあそれ以上のこう、うまく言葉では表せないような、感覚でこの1週間ぐらいはずっと過ごしてきたので、今はそれをまあ言葉にするのは、難しいなという思っています。
You know, to summarize how I'm feeling right now, I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I am feeling at this point. And the season's going to start, so I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out. And I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now. You know, I'm looking forward to focusing on the season. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk. And I'm sure there'll be continuing investigations moving forward.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know what's really kind of ironic? I'm going to let my lawyers handle it from here. Buddy, they've been the ones handling it so far this week.
Oops.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Another great tweet from Andrew Brandt. Either Otani is not telling the truth or has the worst best friend, interpreter, accountant, manager, agent, bank in history. You're either not telling the truth or you surrounded yourself with morons. Unless all of them are also in on it.
Right.
Maybe Ipe split $4.5 million with everybody. I mean, the list of mistakes made by everyone around you, if you're now telling the truth, is stunning.
Right.
Overwhelming.
Well, and it starts with that initial, hey, let's meet the press moment where you go out and you talk about Ipe in one way, saying that he's got a gambling problem and I helped him out. And then 24 hours later, you have to circle back around and realize, oops, we can't say that because that turns out to be, what is it, wire fraud? If you're sending $4.5 million to an illegal bookmaker,
I don't know if that's what they would call it. Yeah, yeah. You're not. I mean,
probably not money laundering, but it is illegal.
Gambling is not legal in California.
Correct. And so that becomes an oops moment. And if that is the case, and then now you're circling back and saying he stole from you, it just seems like even though he was up there today and he was pretty definitive, saying exactly what he thought the situation was, time will tell, and there will be a paper trail as it pertains to all those questions that you and I and everybody have.
I mean, you want to talk about a parlay. Take a listen to this. First of all, you spent the last 4 days of your life in Vegas.
Right. Legal gambling.
Second of all, the lovely Christy is leading the March Madness 95.7 The Game pool.
That's no money involved. We're doing it for fun.
That's embarrassing.
Yep.
Third of all, Shohei Ohtani's press conference, but not a press conference because it wasn't a conference, because a conference means multiple people speak, and Shohei was the only one to speak, along with his interpreter.
Yeah.
And while all of that was happening, Adrian Wojnarowski is tweeting about an NBA investigation that has been launched into little-known Raptors player Jante Porter because of prop bet irregularities surrounding him over two games, one of which happened this month, one back in January.
It's the younger brother of Michael Porter Jr. on the Nuggets.
There you go. Thank you for that, Lucas.
I also have more if you ever want to get more into this.
Why, did you bet on him to go over 4.5 rebounds that night or something?
No, but it's interesting. There is a lot of fishy stuff. It sounds like he probably told somebody, I'm not going to play much, my eye's hurting. He played 3 minutes in one game and then exited, hit the under on all of those props. Had a really good game the next game, and then the game after that, he hit all of his unders again and only played just a couple minutes in that one as well.
Yeah, but he not,
I see 243 against Sacramento.
He not in charge of his minutes, though, so is the coach in on it?
No, but my both, eye. I've got an eye issue.
Oh, my eye.
One was an eye and the other one was an illness.
After he started playing.
That's right.
He got sick 3 minutes into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm looking at his game log, and it's Portland and Cleveland, 3 minutes, 0-1. He was a -3. He did shoot a three, so he's going to Jake on the game. You come in, jack a three. I got a tummy ache. I'm out. Cash me out one time.
January 26 against the Clippers was the first that raised some eyebrows. He played 4 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was re-aggravation of an eye injury. Mm. And then March 20th was a game against the Suns. Porter played just 3 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was an illness. Mm. Did not return.
This just in, some of Ipe's bets are now being made public. Let's see. It says on January 26th, he put $4.5 million on Jante Porter's over rebounds. Oh,
That's a bad beat.
Just missed.
Cash me out one time.
Just missed. That's tough. Tough break there for Ipe.
Yeah.
Ipe.
And you were kind of joking around as we were both listening to the Shohei presser, and we saw this news cross the Woj bomb. Sports, this could be trouble
sports
for sports.
Sports is over.
Sports
yeah.
is over is what you said.
Willard and Dibs would like to thank you for your participation yeah. through the years. We're done. Sports is over.
Back to traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
We got problems on the Nimitz, Mark. It's a three-car conundrum.
There are bigger questions, and they're not for today. But, you know, for instance, somebody just pointed out ESPN2 was broadcasting the Shohei press conference with betting lines on the crawl below the press conference.
As it pertained to Shohei?
No.
They weren't like, you know, guilty or innocent
props? Over or under 4,000 words in this press conference.
Lifetime ban, I wonder what the odds are. And that's more of a Jimmy Shapiro. I'll wait for that to come up. But I'm sure you'll be able to bet on suspension length and lifetime ban and maybe even, what, prison sentence?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Sure.
I mean, depending on what he actually did or knew.
Right.
This story is fascinating in a number of ways, and not least of which the fact that there is an interpreter involved, not the interpreter who allegedly stole from him, but now another interpreter, because we don't really know exactly what he's saying. I don't speak Japanese. Right.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Shohei now went to the interpreter and went, wait, you said what?
Right.
No, I admitted that I've got a gambling problem. What did you say up there?
Exactly.
Now, Shohei understands English.
Yeah.
Shohei understands English. Shohei speaks some English.
But he said in the part of the press conference today that as the old interpreter was telling the team, he wasn't catching all of it.
I sort of understood what was right. going on.
He
knew what was going on. He knew.
And I wonder if he sort of understood what his interpreter was doing all those years, because they worked together for 11 years. So did this gambling problem and this penchant for theft just come out of nowhere? Did he suddenly become a gambleaholic and a thief?
And you gave access to your accounts?
To a gambleaholic and or a thief. I mean, how can you be blindsided by an 11-year friendship? And I was just looking up, I Googled, how do you wire $500,000? Because it's what I do. I try to do my research on
okay.
the fly.
What'd you find?
You need the person's name, obviously, the address, the pertinent stuff. You also need their account number
okay.
and their routing number.
Okay, that's not hard.
Well, you would need their account number. I don't yeah. know your account number.
No. But I could, if you were my business partner and I was like, I'm a billionaire, I don't have time, I need to hit one over the right field fence, I could give you my account and routing number. That's not hard.
You could, right. But I wonder if you would not have... If you were a billionaire, would you have a fail-safe in your own account to get, like you said, fraud notifications?
Yeah.
I was walking back.
It's got to be bigger than that. That's all you need? Is the name, the account, and the routing number?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. And the phone number and address, stuff like that. Information that you can easily get.
And you can wire $500,000 with that?
Yeah, there's no limit. Shout out No Limit Records, $500,000.
I would think that, you know, my understanding with wire transfers is that's what you need to start, but then you get a phone call. Especially at that amount of money. Then you get a phone
call. Yeah, this is Shohei. Go ahead and green light that. I got 8 more coming.
You know, some vocal recognition or whatever. Like, if I had that amount of money in the bank, yeah. Like, the security level would be pretty high. That doesn't make any sense.
Howard Kushlan on the YouTube feed, I wire millions. Dibley is right. And that's why when you go to buy a house and you have to wire that, like the money that you get from the sale of the one house, and you're going to send that in as a big down payment, they make sure you triple, quadruple, and quintuple check, because once that wire goes through, there's no undo button on that wire. So you send $400,000 to put down on your new house because you sold two houses to buy one house. And once you hit that button, that's it. I hope the recipient is on the level. If not, you out $400,000. Wire transfers are, I mean, they're a lot easier than you would think.
But again,
because I'm with you, bro.
But there's still the knowledge.
Correct.
So that
I
means,
don't know your account number.
No. Now, I don't just mean, okay, fine. Ipe's got all the info. He's
okay.
got all the account numbers. He's got the phone number. He's got the address. He knows how to spell Otani. All great. But then it all happens 9 different times over a lengthy period, and Shohei has no idea. I mean, I'm sure Shohei's not like the rest of us, not on his banking app every day.
Yeah.
Is there still money in there?
Seriously.
Can I afford baby carrots at Safeway? That's not where we're at. I get that. And so I understand if you're an international celebrity and incredibly, incredibly wealthy, yeah, you've got people. You've got people. But for me, that ends up being sort of the fundamental, like we've been asking the specific questions. Let me give more of the umbrella overall question. Shohei, what the hell is up with the people who are around you? So now I'm to believe, go with me here, I'm to believe that my best friend for 11 years, an interpreter, I have given this person basically power of attorney. I have given them the green light to get into my bank accounts and make moves. I also have a lawyer and an agent, or multiple lawyers and an agent, who were well aware of all of this, and in fact were even speaking to the media about it last Monday, all without my knowledge. Shohei, what is going on between you and the people around you? Seems like there's a wee bit of a discord there.
Right. And if you've had this friendship for 11 years, are you telling me you had no indication in the past that this person could be somebody who could do these things to their best friend? And you probably spend damn near every day with them because you don't have a great command of the language and you're doing so much and you're doing, you know, things in the community and you're at the ballpark every day. And so when you're at the park, he's at the park and you're spending all this time with him, you're either a horrific judge of character or you're not telling the total truth. One of the two.
Man. That's not over.
No. You got the IRS involved.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you talked about UNFP. We're in the bottom of the second. Maybe the second inning's over, and Shohei Ohtani might be up 2-0. That went pretty well for him today. He didn't have to answer questions, and he definitively rebuked any notion that he knows anything about anything. Well, one big piece that is still yet to really be unearthed is the bookie, because they're going to come down on this bookie who received the $4.5 million. They're coming down on him like a ton of bricks, and they're going to be, you know, he's going to be facing felony charges for wire fraud, receiving this sort of money. And if he really is the bookmaker that he is alleged to be, then he's looking at a long stretch behind bars, unless you want to play ball, then I think it's going to become interesting. And it's his credibility against Ipe's, against Shohei's credibility.
Our brain always goes to like a Law & Order episode. We did this last week. Like, we're going to go the dramatic route. And it, right, people are lying. And there's embezzlement. And there's fraud. And there's all this. I don't know. Like, I've always... Let's not act like we know Shohei Ohtani, but to look at the guy, to watch him play, to gather what we've gathered from the people who are around him, at least on a surface level, like, he looks and feels like just the simplest thing ever. Just this smiley, nice guy who's like, watch this, I hit baseball very far. And pitch baseball, too.
Yeah.
And that's my life. That's it. Recently got married, but outside of that, his whole world, I had called him before, he's like the Kevin Durant of baseball. Like, that's it. There's just ball. There's me and my ball. And that's it. And so now we're going to take that person and turn this into, like, a movie. You know, like a scandalous movie. That's hard for me to believe, too.
It doesn't have to be a scandalous movie. It could be...
Well, we got scandal. Well, one way or another, we got scandal.
Correct. But the scandal could just be in the cover-up. The scandal could not be... It could be as simple as they are best friends, and he maybe knew that his buddy, Ipe, dabbled here and dabbled there with some gambling. Maybe he didn't realize that he was on the hook for 4.5 large, and they were coming calling for him to pay up. And so Ipe goes to his buddy Shohei and says, you know what, I got in a little bit of trouble here. Can you help me out? And Shohei says, sure, let me get my wallet. And Ipe says, hold off on the wallet. Let me borrow your phone. And he says, I need 4.5 large. And Shohei goes, all right, this is the last time. And Shohei does him a solid. And then word gets out, and now they're found out. And now we're just going to try to put it to rest with a simple, I was just helping a friend story. Well, you can't help your friend do that, Shohei.
Yeah, but I got a hard time with so many different pieces of this. So now, like Ipe, who Dallas Braden is like, everybody around baseball loves this guy. And he's been Shohei's guy for 11 years. And he's going to do him like that? $4.5 million?
He's just going to rob him?
There's just so many things I have such a hard time with that don't feel like they add up. Let's go to Mo in Hayward Hills. Hey, Mo, what you doing, man?
Mo.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon.
To you as well.
I cannot believe I get to be live with Mr. Dan Dibley. He's never wrong, but on this one, he is wrong. When it comes to sending wires, you actually need more than routing and an account number, sir. There's going to be security questions involved and confirmation. You get a passcode on your cell phone, and you have to actually input that code into it to be able to go through. And then not only that, you have to approve it either by voice recognition, your PIN code, or token questions that only you know, and I highly doubt his best friend knew those.
Although I find it believable. That I actually find believable.
So Otani's out there on the mound. Thank you, Mo, and I love you too. So Otani's out there in the stretch in the third inning, and Ipe, you got nothing to interpret because my client's on the mound. I'm going to slip back into the clubhouse and beepity-boppity-boop, use the unlock code on his phone, and bust out a quick couple of wires here.
Oddly, of all the things I don't believe here, I do believe that. Like, if you told me, right, these two have been side by side for 11 years, and Shohei is an international icon, and you told me, yes, Shohei gave Ipe access to his accounts, access to his cell phone, access to his records, his email, if he's got access to everything, I'd be like, okay. I totally believe that. I mean, that's what massively, massively wealthy people do. They don't go to the grocery store.
Right. They send Ipe.
Shohei, someone like that, I don't know if they do anything for themselves.
Other than pitch and hit.
They hit a baseball. Like, that amount of money... I mentioned this last week. I don't even know if you know this because you were off there in Vegas, with the purple drink. But like, hey, huh? So did you know that last year, off the field dollars, MLB players, endorsements, whatever, off the field dollars, number two and number three are Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge. They both make about $6 or $7 million off the field.
Right.
Number one is Shohei. Do you know what that number is?
Probably 100 million.
65.
It's pretty good.
10 times what second place is.
And I wonder how much of that comes from countries outside of America.
Oh, a lot.
Probably 80% of it.
I mean, in Japan, this is the biggest thing going. This is LeBron plus in Japan.
Right.
So you're talking about someone that is so, so overwhelmingly wealthy. This is why he can do a contract for $700 million and be like, but pay me later on all of it. Right? So incredibly wealthy. Yeah, and such a celebrity. You're not doing stuff for yourself. So that is, of all the things that people would say here, I believe that. I believe that he could give access to Ipe. But I do think it's a very, very separate thing to then execute this 9 different times without Shohei's knowledge. And oh, by the way, Shohei doesn't even know you gamble. So think about that now. I love this person like a brother. I'm with him all the time. I know everything about him. I trust him with my codes, my phone, my account, my banking, my routing. I trust him with my life. But I don't even know that he gambles? That's the part that's hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
That doesn't add up to me at all.
Impossible. Impossible.
And my representatives are with him on a set at ESPN doing an interview. I don't know about that either.
No.
I still don't even know that he's got a gambling problem. That doesn't add up.
I buy the first story, which is Ipe was in trouble, and I did him a solid. He needed $4.5 million, and, the story is that he didn't want to put it right in Ipe's account because he didn't trust Ipe to not go out there and gamble that away. So he went straight to the bookie. and maybe he was going to give Ipe a stern talking to about any more additional gambling in the future. But once he realized that that's not okay, that has sent him into backtrack mode.
If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, you should do that for our other shows as well. That, of course, would be The Morning Roast, Bonte and Joe, Steiny and Goo. They had some great and very firm reactions to the Warriors' loss, and I should say losses, because you got to add the Indiana one in when we get here on a Monday morning and think about the weekend that was for the Golden State Warriors. And we will circle back to that coming up here in the second half of our show as well. So download that free Odyssey app wherever you find your favorite podcasts, and make sure that you subscribe to all of the shows right here on 95.7 The Game. But coming up next, a bunch of you want to weigh in on this. Joe, Marlon, Austin, stay right where you are. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.